Welcome to the Jaguar Podcast, a show where we discuss all things related to Duval County's finest NFL football team, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Blue 42, set, play!
Duval, baby!
Yo, yo, everybody, it's Andrew, and welcome to today's episode of the Jaguar Podcast. We will be discussing the breaking news of Urban Meyer being hired by the Jags. But before we start, as always, hit that red subscribe button if you want to support the channel and hit that bell icon if you want updates on the latest content. All right. So Urbs is in town. Finally, he will be our head coach. And this is really exciting news. Lots of buzz about this on Twitter. People in Jacksonville are going crazy. And it's nice to see, you know, them getting riled up and happy for a good reason, hopefully a change in the right direction. And I am as well. I'm very excited about this. Very curious to see what Urban Meyer can do in the NFL. I still have concerns about whether he's going to be ultimately a good coach, but I'm not going to dive too deep into that in this video. I made a separate video on that, on my concerns regarding Urban Meyer. So, you know, check that video out. But I'm excited to see what he is going to be able to do with Trevor Lawrence. We have the number one pick, whether he can develop him into being a franchise quarterback for the future for Jacksonville. And he has a lot to work with. So if he can't be successful here, I'm concerned, you know, can anybody be successful in Jacksonville? But has a ton of draft capital to work with, or to get rather, a lot of salary cap to work with. I think 80 plus million in salary cap. So, you know, they'll need to make some moves in the offseason. One of the proposed moves that I had was going after JJ Watt, bringing him in. I think it would, you know, bring in a ton of excitement and buzz around the city of Jacksonville. And a lot of people like him. Maybe bring some of the Houston Texan fans over, convert them into being Jaguars fans. That would be exciting. But yeah, besides my concerns, I think this is a move in the right direction. And there's already things kind of transpiring from this. Urban Meyer apparently has influenced Shad Khan to supposedly build a practice facility. That has been buzz on Twitter. And if that is actually true and solidifies, that would be great for the city of Jacksonville. More development, hopefully stimulate the economy. Maybe, you know, who knows, Lot J gets put back on the slate for discussion because of Urban Meyer. Maybe he'll use his influence to enable that. But very exciting things going on right now in Jacksonville. I think the next piece of the puzzle will be, who does Urban Meyer bring in to the coaching staff? Who will we hire at offensive coordinator, quarterbacks coach, defensive coordinator? Definitely need a defensive coordinator. So will he hire college coaches that he knows, or will he go to, you know, former NFL coaches or current NFL coaches? I'd like to see him bring in maybe a mixture. That's always it's always a good thing to do, bring in outside perspectives. Marvin Lewis, I think, would be a good choice at defensive coordinator. Huge fan of him. Think he did a great job in Baltimore. There has been some buzz about Charlie Strong, who is a former head coach out of the University of South Florida, but is really known as a defensive specialist. You know, will Urban Meyer bring him in at defensive coordinator? Will he go, you know, like I said, to someone else, like maybe a Wade Phillips or Marvin Lewis? Those are unknowns right now, but that is really the next piece of the puzzle. And, you know, stay tuned for that. It'll also be very exciting to see what happens in the draft. Does Urban Meyer draft Trevor Lawrence? Does he draft Justin Fields? I think everybody is anticipating Trevor Lawrence, but who knows, maybe Urban surprises us. I think another interesting kind of snippet or tidbit is whether Urban Meyer will have, you know, authority or power to make player personnel decisions. Will Shad give him that power, or will that be strictly for the general manager? And who will that general manager be? There's lots of candidates. You know, I did a video on that. Check it out. You know, Mike Bargonzi, maybe Joe Ortiz, you know, maybe Rick Smith. So a lot of buzz, a lot of opportunity for Jacksonville to develop their franchise and hopefully be a premier franchise in the future. But let me know how you feel about this breaking news. Leave me a comment on the YouTube video or podcast episode. Subscribe to the channel again. I'll be doing more content. I'll also be doing a live stream tomorrow with fellow Jacksonville Jaguars YouTuber Jagunoff. He is a fun guy, has some great analysis on Jacksonville, so stay tuned for that. You know, stop by my Apple Podcast, leave me a review or some feedback. That always helps me when I put together these episodes. I know I say that a lot, but please do it. And if you do, send me a DM on Instagram or Twitter. I will send you an official a Jaguar Podcast t-shirt or a face cover of your choice. So just let me know. Stay safe, stay sane, stay healthy. Go Jags, and I'll see you next time. Let me get that JYD coming up with the big sack. Quarterbacks be where we on the prowl. Game day, night, you could hear it in our growl. Intimidation on to keep their hearts racing. Eating other teams live on TV front of the nation. Spectacular defensive scheme. This episode is available on the Jaguar Podcast YouTube channel. So if you stop by, make sure to subscribe and give this video a like. Also, these episodes are available on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and other major podcast distributors as well. So if you don't mind, please leave me a review and some feedback. I'd really appreciate that. If you'd like to connect with me on social media, my Twitter handle is @JaguarPodcast. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. This is Andrew signing off. Cheers.